I'm going to end this hour with another very, very talented singer-songwriter. Born out in Los Angeles in a very musical family, your father was a songwriter too. She moved to New Mexico for a good while. As a matter of fact, she visited us once, I believe, 1989, while she was living in New Mexico, and then she moved to Austin, and I think she's been there for the last several visits. She was with us not too long ago because the musical trio Red Horse was on Mountain Stage along with Lucy Kaplansky and John Agorka, and her latest solo record is called Roses at the End of Time on Red House. She's going to do some things with our band and may do some things by herself. I'm not sure. It's always great to see and hear her. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Eliza Gilkison.
Thank you. then it's still all right for one more blue night. Thank you. Oh, such a pleasure to be here at Mountain Stage. I know everyone says that. We're all just so glad to be here. And those of us who have done this show several times, we all have great memories. And I was just thinking tonight, one of my great memories here was years ago when Judy Collins was on. I'd never met her before. And I got here and I was hauling all my gear, and Judy Collins opened all the doors for me as I came in carrying all my gear. And it was like, there's Judy Collins opening the door for me. She was so sweet. And since then, we've emailed each other, and she's just amazing. And I've seen her twice since then, but it was a miracle having her open the door for me. All right, we're going to do a song that is my brother Tony's song. And Tony is a wonderful writer, and he played this song for me about a year ago when I was starting to make my record, and I just fell in love with this song, and I asked him if I could do it. And a lot of times songwriters don't want to give you their song if they haven't recorded it yet, but very, very nicely he let me put this on my record. And the song is called Death in Arkansas, and there's a lot of different interpretations of it. It kind of reminds me of like a Wendell Berry poem or something, if you're familiar with Wendell Berry's work. He's one of our great American poets, and he writes a lot about the cyclical nature of things and the beauty of small-town living. And this song kind of reminds me of that. I think it's a story of a very grumpy ghost who can't figure out where his bones are buried because everything's been so overdeveloped. That's my interpretation, anyway. How the wood would smell just as the last great tree was felled. Like many that came before, it was used for a table and a door. A pallet and a long hall rack where hung my great grandfather's hat. A stable and a barn, a bed and a seat, a roof and a fence, and a floor that creaked, and a coffin leaning against a wall when there was a death in Arkansas. I like the wagons and the wheels, the wind that knocked us down in the fields, and the girls with the southern drawl. Those that came before were the pictures on the wall. And the lone dogs howl and the crows would caw when there was a death in Arkansas. We were laid to rest under the sun, and we breathed our last, and it was done, and the air redeemed us, and we would learn that a life was hallowed and we wouldn't burn. Hands folded gently to say goodbye. It was just this place underneath the sky. Can you see our bones hiding like a toad in the old red dirt that is now a road? Beneath a sign that blinks off on, in the shopping mall where the house is gone. Forgetting that a soul may call when there is a death in Arkansas.
of new concrete helps the trucks roll down the street. There's a dollar store by the setting sun, and a sign on the church says his will is done. I can't see the birds or find the fields. Hold my bones beneath the wheels. And a mother worries that her son won't call. And a TV stares at the blinking wall. But the lone dogs howl and the crows still caw when there is a death in Arkansas.
Thank you. I want to do the title song from my new CD, Roses at the End of Time. Winding down to the end of the line and the fallen of the curve. I'll be yours and you'll be mine. That one truth I'm certain. I'll give you roses fair for every secret you did share, for all your words that flowed like wine. Roses at the end of time. Tonight I bless the hands of fate that brought you to my doorway. Weary, worn, and worth the wait, so willing to explore me. One rose for every vow you kept, one for every tear you wept, for all the moments you were kind. Roses at the end. Every wrong repaired, for all that bound your heart to mine. Roses at the end of time. Roses. Thank you. Okay, great. Good. All right, well, we're going to do this song also off the new CD. The title of this was taken from a William Butler Yeats poem by the name of The Second Coming. And I stole one of the phrases out of the last verse of that poem, called Slouching Towards Bethlehem. What kind of beast comes slouching
Bethlehem. People get ready, 'cause it won't be long, for the hurricane will be blowing strong, and the chance to rise will be coming gone when he's slouching toward Bethlehem. So what kind of beast comes slouching? What kind of beast comes slouching? Slouching towards Bethlehem. He's coming in the name of hunger, dragging all the poor folks under. Who stands behind him, I wonder. Slouching towards Bethlehem.
Thank you. I sang that song the other night, and somebody started laughing in that second verse, and you know, people get ready because it won't be long for the hurricane, we'll be blowing strong. And they thought I said Herman Cain. that was funny. So I live in South Austin, which is never to be confused with North Austin in Texas. People who live in South Austin, that's where all the Bubbas used to live. And they actually used to have a bumper sticker that said, South Austin, Bubba likes it. That was like about 25 years ago. And now all the counterculture people have moved into South Austin because they can't afford to live in downtown Austin because it's just the number one growing city in the USA or something. So, but anyway, I live in this little subdivision called Emerald Forest, and which it is neither. But this is a song that I wrote one day of spring that we have in South Austin. I don't know, Texas doesn't even have one day of spring anymore. You've had a terrible drought there, so I'll have a 1 second moment of silence, hoping for rain in Texas. So here's Emerald Street.
Don't take a walk down Emerald Street. Sparks flying from my head to my feet. All because I'm in, all because I'm in love. Sun shines and the air smells sweet. Little birdie go tweet, tweet, tweet. All because I'm in, all because I'm in love.
Eliza Gilkison right there, Roses at the End of Time on Red House is her latest recording. And you heard that song during the set. Yeah, her brother Tony wrote one on that CD, and her son Cisco usually plays drums with her. This was a one-off, so she just came by herself today. Our band played with her, but Cisco also produced that CD. Her songs have been recorded by a lot of folks and performed over the years, Roseanne Cash, Tom Rush, Joan Baez, and others. And one of her tunes, Requiem, was twice nominated for a Grammy, different versions. And she is a member of the Austin Music Hall of Fame. You can imagine there's a lot of great musicians in that. Eliza Gilkison.